But if you read the newspapers and if you watch television, you think that the whole world was crazy for bombing. And over in America right now, it's been a very difficult time. A lot of people who are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak out at the dinner table. They're afraid to speak out around the water cooler at work. They're afraid to speak out in the streets. They're afraid to speak out at rallies, protests. They're afraid to speak out in the houses of government. And there's a growing movement in America of millions and millions of people who are beginning to raise their voices finally and are beginning to come out into the streets and even beginning to sit down and talk to their families and friends at the dinner table about the options that we have. And President Bush has given us this ultimatum. He says,
you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. I'm thinking, what kind of a fucking choice is that?
I'm like, sorry, Mr. Bush. I was not with you in Bush War I, and I will not be with you in Bush War II. Nor am I with people who choose bombing as their form of communication. And the reason that I can say this with such certainty is that I believe that all bombing is terrorism, no matter who's doing it. Throughout history, there's been two great unifying forces on this planet. The first one is war. People always unify and rally together to fight against another country, another city, another soccer team or something. And the second one is what? Professional wrestling. The second one is music. And right now we're in a war against war. And music and art, creativity and dance, theater are our form of communication. And this is a song that I wrote that expresses my opinion that we shouldn't be engaging in a war against terrorism. Like John Howard says, we should be engaging in a war against militarism.